Unit 2. More than meets the eye. Page 51.
Critics' Choice. The Counterfeiters. Winner of the 2007 Academy Award for Best Foreign Language Film. Produced and directed by Stefan Ruzovitsky. Country, Austria. Imagine that you have a choice. Cooperate with the Nazis and survive, or refuse to cooperate and die. That is the dilemma that a group of Jewish prisoners face in the Oscar-winning drama The Counterfeiters. The movie tells the true story of Operation Bernhard, a top-secret German counterfeiting operation during World War II. The story begins in 1939. When the Nazis come up with a plan to hurt Britain's economy by dropping millions of forged British banknotes over Britain. They know that people will collect the money they find floating from the sky and spend it. Soon, nobody will know which banknotes are fake and which are real. People will lose confidence in the money and the economy will crash. A team of 142 concentration camp prisoners is chosen to forge the banknotes. Every detail must be perfect. Real banknotes are printed with security marks and watermarks, small images in a different colour, making the banknotes very difficult to forge. But many of the prisoners have worked as artists and printers, so with little effort, they succeed in producing copies that look authentic. In exchange for their work, the counterfeiters are treated differently from the other prisoners. They are allowed to take weekly showers and wear their own clothes. They sleep on clean sheets and are always given enough to eat. Still, they are not safe. Knowing that the Nazis intend to kill them once their work is done, the prisoners purposely try to slow production down. This works for a while, until the Nazis order them to complete the work within 6 weeks or be shot. The Counterfeiters is a powerful movie because of the moral dilemma it presents. On the one hand, the prisoners don't want to help the Nazis. On the other hand, the gunfire and screams they hear coming from the camp make them think twice about rebelling. The two main characters, Salomon Sally Sorowich and Adolf Berger, each represent a different side of the dilemma. Sally, a former criminal and professional counterfeiter, believes that in order to survive, he must cooperate with the Nazis and help them accomplish their goal. In contrast, Berger, a former book printer, is an idealist who would rather sabotage the operation than help the Nazis win the war. Both characters are convincingly played by actors Karl Markovic and August Diehl. Based on Adolf Berger's book, The Devil's Workshop, The Counterfeiters is filled with as much action and suspense as a thriller. Will the prisoners survive? Will the Nazis discover the counterfeiters' plans to slow down the work? Will the counterfeit banknotes reach Britain? My recommendation? An excellent but difficult film. Not for those seeking light entertainment.